I've often thought that Krishnaji, and I'm convinced of it, that Krishnaji heralded in a new age.
Yes.
As the Buddha heralded in a new age.
I think so too.
But part of this new age was the way in which one can find the ultimate truth. And whereas the Buddha seems to have done this through a solitary meditation,
mm-hmm.
and then set up a teaching where
steps,
but it's also a teacher and the student,
yes.
and somehow the teacher would teach the disciple, and so it was passed down. So all of, whereas Krishnaji was really saying that this process we're fumbling around with, which one can call dialogue or, but it's what was so extraordinary is that two people, neither of whom was enlightened, could by this process of exploration that I feel Krishnaji demonstrated in every talk, by this process they could come upon the ultimate truth.
Yes.
And that's unprecedented, as far as I know, in religious literature. And that's quite an extraordinary thing. And Krishnaji kept talking about this dialogue. I feel he kept demonstrating it. I feel also Krishnaji kept dropping whatever it was he had seen before. You know, it was always dropped, stopped, and...
He never wanted people to turn it into a process.
Yeah.
Even when he was saying, negatively, look at what's going on in you, don't try to look at what's out there. Nevertheless, people tend to say, oh yes, I must be aware. Well, people have no idea what he meant by awareness.
Yeah.
I don't know what he meant by awareness, but I know from reading and talking and so forth that it's infinitely deeper than just being aware of, we're sitting in the kitchen and it's flowers on the table and I'm sitting here trying to think. Also, he seems to be calling for, I've been talking about the thing about mutation and with perjury, and what Krishnaji meant by that. And Purgatory has looked up what in the encyclopedias calls mutation to try and see what the thing is in outward life, in other words, scientific. It's mostly medical about the genetic, all the genetic things they found and how that works. And the thing that Krishnaji's always said, which is using the thinking, not thought, experiencing, not experience. It's the constant change and flow, which is really of life. I mean, as we sit here, we're both changing, both organically in various ways, and psychologically. And he was trying, I think, to... by all the so-called ways that he spoke of awareness and watching and all these things, to bring people into that perception that thought is never the flow. In other words, it happened, it's over. It's a reflection of something that's by now static and over. And to bring people into a state where psychological change can occur. The mutation is the psychological mutation, obviously, but this is also why he was so interested in talking about the brain, is that it also has a physiological
repercussion,
In the brain cells, and even into the genetic change. Chain. And he seemed to foresee all this way back before science caught up with all these things.
Yeah.
That is the evolution, but not step by step, the unfolding of human potential, human going further. I don't know how else to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a psychological going further. We've evolved physically over a period of whatever it is, but now what is required in order to survive? It's part of the survival thing. I mean, a change, usually mutation, occurs in species in order to survive. The fruit flies don't like DDT, so they mutate.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes on up through mm-hmm. the animal world. But the mutation that's possible and the next is what human beings should be doing, is to mutate psychologically, which would be into this state of not being bound by conditioning and all the mm-hmm. level that we live at 99% mm-hmm. of the time, and which we perpetuate in a way by thinking. Because as we think and talk, we're adding more data in our
yes.
in our brain cells,
yes.
which is indeed, that's where the self...
Yeah, and it stops the mutation almost.
The self lives in that mm-hmm. and wants to keep that going
mm-hmm.
and resists the emptying, resists the something that threatens it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I may be doing a lot of interpreting here, or is this
interpreting?
But you see, it's fascinating to read almost between the lines, as he
yes.
used to say, of
yes.
his lines.
Yes.
And not without interpreting, but seeing, could he says this, and that's on that level is what he meant to say. But
see,
what else?
Yes.
The depth of these things.
Yes.
People don't realize the extraordinary depth of what
yeah.
he's saying. Sometimes it sounds so simple, which is where people get hung up.
Yeah.
Because they think it is simple. It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's immeasurable.